With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. He is threatening to unleash more powerful weapons on Ukraine. Russian President Putin not ruling out stepped-up use of hypersonic missiles, adding that production of those weapons is being accelerated. Putin recently said he is willing to engage in talks with President-elect Trump once Mr. Trump takes office. The Russian leader claims he's open to compromises aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. NATO says it's bolstering its military presence in the Baltic Sea, while Estonia has sent a patrol ship to protect undersea power cables. This as Russia is accused of sabotaging an important cable in the Gulf of Finland.
Estonia has described it as critical marine infrastructure. The Estlink 1 is now the only cable carrying electricity to Estonia from Finland, and Friday saw Estonia send out a Navy patrol to protect it. Now it seems NATO is offering to help, with the alliance's Secretary General Mark Rutte offering its full solidarity and support. Russia has brushed off claims it was responsible for severing the Estlink 2 cable. Last month saw China issue a similar denial when one of its boats allegedly cut two telecoms cables off the coast of Sweden.
The BBC's Paul Moss. Also at SRNnews.com, members of President-elect Trump's team are meeting with two top Canadian cabinet ministers in Palm Beach. The talks come on the heels of Mr. Trump's threat to impose stiff tariffs on Canadian imports if Ottawa doesn't step up to the plate on border security and trade issues. They're busy cleaning up the debris left by a series of tornadoes that swept across Wharton County, Texas, southwest of Houston yesterday. There were no injuries. Watching Wall Street, the Dow features down 177 points. NASDAQ features off 94. S&P features down 26 points. This is SRN News. The biggest countries on Earth have a problem.
They are amongst the worst persecutors of Christians on Earth. That's the conclusion of a new study by the Pew Research Center, which places China and India, with our combined population of 2.8 billion people, on a list of nations where being a Christian is positively dangerous to your health. Indonesia and Pakistan, the fourth and fifth largest by population, are also noted persecutors of believers under their mostly Muslim governments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump says he's nominating the leader of the group Catholic Vote to be the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. Brian Birch and his wife Sarah have 9 children and live in the Chicago suburbs. Birch said on social media that as ambassador, he would promote the dignity of all people and the common good. AP VoteCast reveals that 22% of Americans identify as Catholic, and President Trump won 55% of them on Election Day. This is SRN News. New Hampshire Democrat Congresswoman Annie Custer is leaving Congress with the goal of opening doors for a younger generation in leadership.
Custer told the Boston Globe in a report published Thursday about her decision not to seek re-election. Quote, I think there are colleagues, and some of whom are still very successful and very productive, but others who just stay forever. I'm trying to set a better example. Her decision not to seek re-election was made public in March as concerns mounted about President Biden's age and his own re-election bid. Custer said at the time she wasn't sure that Biden could beat President-elect Donald Trump. Despite Democrats' loss in the presidential election, Custer will be replaced by Democrat Maggie Goodlander in Congress. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
New laws taking effect with the new year will affect Hollywood actors, social media stars, and talkative motorists. In many states, minimum wage workers will see a pay hike in January. Artificial intelligence, abortion, guns, marijuana, and minimum wage, all subject to new laws in 2025. SRNnews.com.